As part of a month-long salute to the Beatles, the Disney Channel is presenting a new documentary called The Making of Sgt. Pepper. This year marks the 25th anniversary of the album's release. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
I didn't expect much from this documentary because I didn't think there was anything left about Sgt. Pepper that I didn't already know. I love the Beatles. Still do. And like most people who do, I know a lot about them. So a lot of what is in this documentary, The Making of Sgt. Pepper, is old news. Yes, Good Morning was inspired by a cornflakes ad. Yes, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds was originally the title of a drawing by John Lennon's son Julian, not a code phrase for LSD. And Paul wasn't dead, and John is. Stop the presses. Even the surviving Beatles, who were interviewed independently for this show, don't have much left to say. They go on the record, no doubt, as a favor to George Martin, who's the executive producer of this special. Martin is the guy who also produced all the Beatles albums except for Let It Be. And on this occasion, it's Martin, not the Beatles, who is the star, and who makes this documentary something really special. He doesn't just stroll down memory lane. He sits there at the audio console, playing back tapes from the Sgt. Pepper sessions and splitting the original four-track recordings. The first time he does this is with Strawberry Fields Forever, the first song recorded during the Sgt. Pepper sessions. It was released as a single and never made the album, but Martin identifies the elements that made it the test case for the multi-layered experimentation that would make Sgt. Pepper such a landmark.
Double track voices on 3 and 4, but with percussion as well on 3. Nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields Forever. Swar Mandela. An Indian instrument that George had brought back, like a kind of harp. They have a marvellous effect. Backward cymbal on track 1. Always sounds like Russian language to me. Brass stabs and so on, and with the cello. But underlying it all, this wonderful rhythm section.
Every song gets that same treatment, and every demonstration brings out something new and exciting.
Sgt. Pepper, the opening track of the album. Really a good old-fashioned rocker. Starts off with applause, or rather atmosphere noise, from a recording I made up in Cambridge with Beyond the Fringe crowd, Dudley Moore and company. And this super electric guitar, and tied together beautifully by a great rock voice from Paul. Listen to this. You've got sawdust in his voice there. And then a bit of classical work, bringing in 4 French horns. Always there's the audience punctuating the whole thing. And then the chorus, singing the chorus.
We hope you will enjoy the show. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Sit back and let the evening go.
I love this stuff. If you're a true Beatles fan, you will too. It'll have you putting on the album and the headphones all over again.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post and author of Teleliteracy, Taking Television Seriously. The Making of Sgt. Pepper airs again on the Disney Channel tomorrow night.